Empowerment begins with access.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Every listener who's listening to ZFM Stereo, welcome to Hustle and Flow. It's yet another Thursday here on the number one radio station. My name is Tatenda G, and I am your host for this program that we call Hustle and Flow. The program that is mainly focusing on entrepreneurship, focusing on business development and growth in the economic sector, Zimbabwe's economy, via or through the entrepreneurs and the people that have business at heart. So we've been touching and we've been covering a lot of business-related topics, a lot of business development topics in from different sectors. Last week we had Tirivashe Gumbi. He is a geologist, and we were just talking about how the mining sector is, how can people benefit from the mining sector and what they need to do to be part of it. So this week we are focusing on some of the business headlines and trends in Zimbabwe this past week, and that have been dominating by economic optimism, especially concerning a projected economic recovery and a growth in key sectors that most entrepreneurs can tap into. So don't you think about going anywhere, because that is exactly what we're going to be talking about. We will also be touching base on a latest innovation that was introduced by Zimra. They launched an e-tariff tool, a milestone for trade efficiency in Zimbabwe. So we will be covering that here on Hustle and Flow. The main reason why we do this is because we want people to understand why business is important, how business can be important to them, and young entrepreneurs. So my call is to every entrepreneur out there, if you're listening, you could be part of Hustle and Flow. We want to cover your story, how you're doing business, why you decided to get into business, why you decided to be in particularly that sector of business that you're operating. The number that you can be or that you can hit me up on is 0772-168-045. All that and more coming up just after this.
Wealth is not just what's in your wallet. It's in what you know and what you do with it.
Indeed, welcome back to Hustle and Flow. I think I did say my name. My name is Tatenda G, and today we are covering business headlines and trends in Zimbabwe this past week that have been dominating, or that have been dominated by economic optimism, especially concerning a projected economy recovery and growth in key sectors, but also highlighting the persistent challenges that are also in some of these business sectors. So some of the key business headlines was a positive economic projection. If you're an entrepreneur and you want to continue doing business in Zimbabwe, there's a positive economic projection that has been reported on. So the African Development Bank, the AFDB, and the World Bank are both projecting a strong economic rebound for Zimbabwe in 2025, with a forecast of around 6% GDP growth. This attributed to a recovery in agriculture following an improved rainfall, as well as robust performance in the mining and manufacturing industries or manufacturing sectors. It's so nice, because we did talk about the mining industry last week with a very qualified geologist who's also operating in the sector. So another headline, another key business headline coming up this past week is the central bank. They've done some initiatives. So the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, the RBZ, has been in the news for several key actions. They are developing guidelines for financial institutions on the use of artificial intelligence, AI, and have reaffirmed their commitment to avoiding quasi-fiscal financial, right? I'm going to explain what that means. So the RBZ is also reportedly accelerating its efforts to introduce a central bank digital currency, the CBDC, by 2030. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more. We're going to be expanding on this. We will actually have somebody from the central bank to come and explain what the central bank digital currency actually means. And it's only 5 years before they have a target as of when they want to introduce that. They say they want to introduce that by 2030. So we want to know what that means for business, what that means for investors, what that means for the general population of Zimbabwe as well. And some of the sector-specific performances that have been reported over the past week or so, One of them is the agriculture sector. So the tobacco sector is off a promising start for the 2025 and 2026 season with a 12% increase in tobacco seed sales. So gold miners are also reported to have smashed the records. Again, mining popping up. Gold miners being popping up as well. So in mining, all right, Caledonia Mining Corporation reported a significant 30% increase in gold revenue, while Rio Zim has temporarily suspended planned funding deals. All right, so that is another headline that has been coming up from sector-specific performances. So what we're going to do right now, please, I'm going to take a little short break, a few seconds break, as I wait for you, for your messages and your contribution on ZFM Stereo 0772-168-045. Please make sure when you send a voice note, make it short, straight to the point, so we get to understand what you're talking about, and we have time as well.
Money aside, what do you need right now?
I'll take that money you just put aside.
Okay, we'll stick with classic cash then.
I need money.
I need money.
I need money.
Cash.
Show me the money.
Need money?
Yeah, I just said I'll take that money.
Get money.
Welcome back to Hustle and Flow. My name is Tatenda Gio, ZFM Stereo. Every Thursday we do this. We talk about business, entrepreneurship, and business development. Every aspect of a business in its whole entirety. So another sector-specific performance is coming through from the telecommunications side. The state-owned NetOne saw a massive 530% increase in data traffic. 530% increase in data traffic. That is such a milestone for the state-owned NetOne and its development, and of course the economic implication that it has for the people of Zimbabwe as well. And another headline coming through, Econet is also set to launch new data packages. So we are on the lookout for the new data packages that will be coming up and how they can affect business for entrepreneurs, because we know a lot of people use data to do their business, to post, to market. So what does that mean for especially entrepreneurs and people that are in business? And in retail, sector specific performance in retail, OK Zimbabwe has successfully raised 20 million through a rights offer to assist in its turnaround efforts. Edgar's is also reportedly targeting the lower income market. So yeah, I really would want to then talk a little bit more about what OK has done and what it also means for the general population of Zimbabwe, especially when it comes to business and some people who do business with them as well. Let's talk about infrastructure and investment as a headline that is coming through in the world of business here on Hustle and Flow. If you want to be part of Hustle and Flow, like I said, maybe you have a small business, maybe you're an entrepreneur, maybe you're passionate about entrepreneurship and business development, this is your chance to be on the show. Please send us a message so that we are we get in touch with you on 0772-168-045, or you can send us an email on hustleandflow at gmail.com. hustleandflow@gmail.com. Another headline coming up here on Hustle and Flow. We are basically focusing on some of the business headlines that have been coming out of Zimbabwe over the past week or so. So there's a headline, corporate restructuring and expansion as a headline. So several Zimbabwean companies are making moves to adapt to the economic climate. So Zimri Holding is looking to expand its footprint into East and West Africa, which is great, while Edgar's is shifting its strategy to target a new market segment. All right. And some of the challenges that are coming through as a headline include the business environment continues to face headwinds as reports from the network challenges hitting banking services that have been a massive concern. Procurement chaos is also noted to be bleeding the treasury, and those are some of the things that have been affecting some of the entrepreneurs and business owners that are in Zimbabwe. So in summary, The narrative of Zimbabwe's economy this past week is one of the potential, one of the biggest potential rebounds in growth in key sectors, driven by favorable conditions and policy efforts. So, however, this positive outlook is balanced by persistent issues such as a challenging fiscal environment and an operational hurdles faced by businesses. So, part of the reason why we do this is so that various business, especially entrepreneurs, get to know which sectors are popping, which sectors are doing well, and which sectors need to be improved so that they are investment opportunities, if that makes sense. So that is all I had for you today on Hustle and Flow on ZFM Stereo. So what I'm going to do next week is we're going to have a guest next week to especially talk about the launch that Zimra did. And I said I was going to talk a little bit more about what the launch is and why Zimra launched. They're calling the Tax and Revenue Management System, the TARMS. So they launched it and then they did some revamps and improvement. So the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority has rolled out a modern tax management system, the Tax and Revenue Management System, they're calling it TARMS, which is expected to make paying taxes easier and improve efficiency and boost revenue collection as well. So the new platform was officially launched by Finance, Economic Development and Investment Promotion Deputy Minister Kudam Nangagwa, who say the system represents a major shift in how the government handles taxation. He described it as a bold step in modernizing the tax environment. So next week we will be talking more and the implications of TARMS on entrepreneurs and individual traders that are in the marketplace as well. So if you want more of that, next week we're back again on Hustle and Flow, and enjoy the rest of your evening and be safe.